Now, more Bear Facts and Fishtails with Mark and Larry. Join in the show by calling 763-450-0100.
All righty, we're back. Bear Facts and Fishtails, Mark and Larry, along with their good buddy Tom Newstrom, hanging with us over the first hour. And all right, we'll pick up where we left off. What else is happening in your world, Tom?
That's about it. You know, I just a lot of fisheries meetings right now going on at the House and Senate, and the problem is now everything got canceled, so it's put on hold for a while. But we'll get back after it and see if we can get some things accomplished, you know, for the upcoming season and even for the future. So
yeah.
You know, Larry, I was going to tell you something, too, about up in your area, up on Rainy River. You know, you talk about the sturgeon. Last year, they made an announcement that they weren't going to allow harvest of walleyes, you know, on the Rainy River. And, you know, it really brought up a lot of interesting comments from people. But the problem is that sometimes we throw that in everybody's face. They don't understand why it was done. You know, Phil Talmadge, who's the area fisheries guy up there, tried to explain to people, but it kind of got under their skin. There's not as many male walleyes in the system as there used to be, so they're trying to build that back up, that population of males, and then eventually, you know, they'll probably open it up again to have some type of harvest, you know, fish or something like that. But, you know, people got to understand that things are done for a reason, and I'm not totally happy about it. I got friends of mine that guide up there, but, you know, you got to understand that, you know, I think people don't understand the future, and I think that's what they don't get. And they want to harvest and do everything in, and then when it's gone, everybody's going to stand and say they're going to be finger pointing. So, you know, just be a little patient with people and be patient with the, you know, with the scientists and see what they can come up with. And you know what? If the fishery becomes better, just like the sturgeon fishing has been, you know what? So be it. So that's the accomplishment.
How did it get to where they harvest too many males because of their stupid slot limits to begin with?
Probably, Larry.
That is it.
I guess. No.
There's no probably about that. So maybe if they come to a two walleye limit where you take one on each side.
Yep.
In other words, one over and one under.
Yep.
But anyway, that's a whole nother deal. Yeah.
Well, they got two meetings coming up that hopefully with Lake of the Woods group up there, they're going to meet. They're going to talk about stuff like this. Mm-hmm. Larry, I'm not deny what you said. I mean, that's a great point.
Well, we got to watch and see what happens. The lead bills are up to date, and there's three bills there that are going through, and also another big one about the brought up with Representative Jamie Becker Finn, who's from Roseville. He's got a pair of bills. One that has to do with appropriating $1.7 million to the DNR. For the No Child Left Inside grant. And this is a program to make sure we try and get more kids outside, you know, in the outdoors. And you know, and that's a vital part of the program. You know, part of the conversation this weekend I had with my son-in-law was kind of interesting. And see what you guys think. You know, when you look at how many people are hunting and fishing and if the numbers are dropping, you know, you look at all the participants that buy licenses and you look at the course of the season, and from Memorial Day to Labor Day, there's a lot of people that just don't fish all that often or go out very often. And the conversation was about when people have an opportunity to go and fish or hunt outside of the state of Minnesota, is that taking time? That's participation hours that are being applied in other states. Because if you go and back up and you say you have 3 weeks of vacation to go and spend some time, take the weekends out of it. But for good trips, like the trip you're going on, Tom, those are going to be days that you're going to spend in Florida fishing, right?
Right.
Now, you would have probably ice fished here in Minnesota, but nonetheless, you're choosing to go on a vacation fishing trip, which so many of us do. But there are some people that, because of kids or whatever, just the way things are today, that aren't spending as much time in the state of Minnesota doing hunting and fishing activities and are actually spending the time they have because it's precious time in other states. They're not going away, but they're choosing, for whatever reason, not to spend time fishing and hunting as they once did. You ever think about that angle?
Let me ask the two of you something. And I just talked to a couple guides the other day. We were discussing this. And, you know, what we did yesteryear and what our customer base was usually older guys and, you know, guys in their, let's just say 40s, 50s, 60s, going to the resort, same place every year, day in and day out. They went there for three decades. Well, all of a sudden, some of them have died off and some of them just don't come anymore. But the siblings and the younger people, sometimes they want to go do something different because they grew
there
up
with
it. There
you go. Yep.
And they want to go do something different. Maybe they want to go up to Maine, and maybe they want to go smallmouth fishing, or maybe they want to just experience what it's like in Maine, or just go somewhere else, go
right
down to Arkansas. Go,
right.
You know, and I think that's what, you know.
That's a good point.
You can't really point the finger. And even, Larry, up in your area, there's a lot of people that don't go up there anymore, but because they've outlived it. And their siblings just want to go do something else. And I don't think we can criticize them, and I don't know how we can get them to come back every year, but they probably won't. They want to go do other things.
And odds are those numbers are gone.
Yep.
But the fact that you're pulling out of Minnesota this time of year is a no-brainer.
Oh, yeah, I know. I know that. But it's close.
You know, the as far as the motel business, which I know a little bit about up here, it's for sure. The people are getting older, and a lot of them, though, do bring their kids up. And if you are a guy who belongs to a club or a group of guys that comes up every year for one or two weeks or whatever, make sure you bring your kids along every once in a while so they can maybe carry on the tradition.
Experience.
That's my,
there you go.
You know.
Well, Tommy, anything else to add, bud?
Well, that's it, guys. Have a great evening. I appreciate the time, and you know, I'll keep you informed what's going on, and I'll let you know if I'm heading south or if I'm stuck in the mud. We'll find out. Okay.
All right, buddy. You take care, Tom.
Yeah, you guys too.
Thanks, buddy. All right. Bye bye.
You can call in from the airport 2 weeks from now when he tries to get on the airplane.
Yeah, right. Give us a report on that.
Yeah, when you're down to your skivvies and they're checking you out with new devices to check for viruses.
So who's on deck now, Brandon?
We got Tate from Stacy on the line. Tate, you're on with Mark and Larry.
Great, Tate. Thanks for having the patience, buddy. Thank you. You're on.
Yeah, I was just calling in. I wanted to know if you guys knew where the crappies were biting.
Way to go, buddy. Well, did you hear Mark? Mark from Champlin. He was catching some big bluegills, and I would venture to guess he's not fishing big giant lakes. And you up there by Stacy, you've got some good lakes around you, certainly.
Yep.
Have you been out to Rush Lake?
Yeah, I've been up to Rush.
Attaboy. What else is around that
Goose
area?
Goose Lake. Have you been on Goose Lake? Did you try Goose Lake yet this winter?
Not yet.
Well, dare. Try it.
Goose Lake?
I've been on a bunch of the lakes in Chisago, like South Lindstrom, Chisago.
Okay.
Went up to Canada.
You did?
Yeah.
Attaboy. Have you gone to Green Lake in Chisago?
I haven't fished that one yet.
Green Lake is a good crappie lake in the Chisago chains. Yeah, that should be on the wish list.
Yeah.
And if you're very patient, you go out with your dad or your uncle or your mom?
My dad.
Okay. If you're really patient and you want to catch a big one, they're still around in Coon Lake.
Yeah.
There's only two of them left.
There might be two. Yeah, but
forget that.
Could be a state record.
Green and Goose.
Yep. Another
Goose. Goose is an easy one.
Yeah. And
but
another
it might
one.
Not be any good anymore. I don't know. That was like a long time ago.
And another one that's not that far from you is Green Lake over there by.
Heavily.
It's over there by Spectacle. Yeah, it gets a lot of pressure and the fish move around, but that can be a really good lake as well.
I'm trying to remember the lake that I used to catch some really big crappies on. It's near Pine City. Yeah, is it? It's just a Bagama or something. No, anyway.
No, Pokagama.
Pokagama.
There you go. Pokagama's good. And remember, yeah, there are two Pokagamas. One in Grand Rapids and one over by Pine City. So,
Got some nice white crappies in there.
Yep. Does that help you at all?
What?
Does that help you at all, Tate?
Yes, it does.
All right, buddy. You call back and give us a report how you did, all right?
All right.
Thanks, buddy. Have a good day tomorrow.
I will.
Bye-bye.
And don't forget your waxworms.
Way to go.
Good stuff. Yeah, I like that Canadian adventure. That would have been fun.
Uh-huh.
I didn't get to ask him where he went.
I like the fact he goes.
Maybe he stayed at the Falls Motel.
Could have. You never know.
Hey, we got our good buddy Larry Hansen on the line. Larry, you're on.
Good
deal. He's late tonight.
Mr. Hansen, how are you?
I'm great, guys. I got a ray of hope for everybody.
Oh, this is good. We'll take it.
Okay. So last week was about the robins, right?
Yep.
So Saturday, yesterday, 11 o'clock in my dining room, we're waiting for Angie and her family to come from La Crosse.
Okay.
And I hear this sound. I'm going, it can't be. It can't be. Sure enough, red winged blackbird.
No way.
Yep. And a monster.
What's it?
Yep.
Wonderful.
Did it have the red wing yet?
It had the red wing with the tan underneath it even.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So it's ready to go.
He's a hot one.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's hot.
Because they lose that red wing when they go south. They lose that.
Yep, he's got it. And
he's got it again.
Wife wants to see it. So here's the binocs. Take a look, you know. So anyway, it made my day. I even called my mom.
That's cool.
Okay.
I mean, what are the odds?
Was it singing?
Yes, Larry. Yep, that's what I heard.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, that's almost as good as frogs in the spring.
Very good. Yep.
Yeah.
But what's cool about this time of year is when you start, you'll hear them before you see them.
Right.
You know, most of the time. And they're so eager to cheer and chirp, and no matter what species of bird it is, you can really get them talking if you try to mimic that bird.
What was interesting, guys, was in about 20 minutes, it was like this bird little migration happened in my backyard. There's a pond there. So there's like four of us have our house around this pond.
Yep.
Anyway, so I can't tell you how many robins were on the ground. How many were, okay.
That's just disgusting.
Yeah.
Talking about that stuff when I'm up here. That's disgusting.
You can move.
A downy woodpecker. I had two honkers on the pond. And then all these other birds, but I was so in tune to the red-winged blackbird.
Well, I think we should keep all the other species and send every Canada goose up to Lawrence. Because they just showed up.
Cattails in that pond so that the red-wing can set up in there.
Those guys,
I got cattails, Larry,
Oh, good. Well, that's why he's there. He's waiting.
I think all the sky carp should go to I Falls to Larry's tennis court across the street.
There we go.
Uh-huh. I'm going to put them in your favor, like Lake Fisher. I'm coming down with some real exotics.
There you go. Bring them here. Yep. I need them. But, well, that's good news, Larry. Life is good. Well, see, there's a ray of hope.
Ray of hope.
With every... Keep your binoculars. This is the time of year, folks. Get your binoculars out of the case. Put them where they're accessible and open up a whole new world in front of you.
Yeah.
Have you been ice fishing at all lately, or are you done?
Yeah. Well, Larry, I did it on Friday.
You did it on Friday.
Uh-huh.
And?
Today's Sunday. And?
Yeah. It was fine. The sunfish are still, everybody's fishing shallower. I'm still in 13 feet. And this is a total fire drill. I get a call a little after 9 o'clock, and it's a gal from Texas. Okay, her and her son. They want to go. Well, when do you want to go? Well,
can we
go today? Okay. Give me an hour and a half.
Oh, no kidding. The same day.
Same day. Yeah. So, hightailed it out there. There were two guys out there, and he got had to wear the old grippers, man. And anyway, called her up, and she found the place, and they got some sunnies and had a good time. It was on. That was it, and that's probably it, Larry. So
how old is the
kid? A total fluke. The son was 12.
So this mother. Mm-hmm. Comes out, she must have been up here on business or something, right? She had to be up here.
They were up here to watch her niece in the basketball tournament. That
really?
Guy. Yep.
I mean, what? And she took her kid. That's wonderful.
Yep.
We need more mothers like that.
Yeah, her name is Rosalind.
I bet that's great.
And it's down by Galveston where they're from, and all she's ever fished is in the ocean.
Wow, what a different opportunity to experience something completely different and unique.
Yeah, totally.
That's why she did it.
Oh, that is so cool.
Yeah. But just like I said, just out of the blue, boom! Here's the phone. Well, huh? Okay.
Well, you're online. That's a good thing about the internet. The only good thing.
So, my number was given to her by somebody.
That's good. I mean. Well, that somebody should be appreciated.
Yeah, and I don't. She never said. I asked. The conversation carried on to other stuff.
Yep.
Networking is real.
It works, Larry. Yeah. Still old school networking works. Okay.
All right. Well, Miss, the internet it gets around quicker.
Guys, we've got to take a break. Do you want to hold on for a second, Mr. Hansen?
Sure.
All right. Bear Facts and Fishtails, Mark and Larry, a short pause. We'll be right back.
A night full of the important stuff. Bob Outdoors keeps trolling along with more Bear Facts and Fishtails next.
If you or someone you know has a great mechanical aptitude, understands trailers, can weld, and is looking for a great place to get a new job, Crystal Welding wants to talk to you. Crystal Welding is your go-to welding and fabrication shop for solutions, service, and results. And they're looking for a trailer mechanic to start immediately. Work for Crystal Welding because they're great people who get the job done right the first time. So if you or someone you know is looking for a new welding job, contact Crystal Welding at crystalwelding.com.
Crystal Welding gets the job done. No time to smoke because we do it all.
Here's Bolig for Frankie's in Chisago.
We must be talking about the famous Frank DeSenka, number one Ranger dealer in the cotton picking world, and there's only one reason that's true, because he almost is always there, and he gives the best prices, has the best service. Now, if you've never been up to Frankie's up there in beautiful Chisago City, you'll find they have a new showroom up there, and they sell Ranger boats. Of course, number one, fiberglass, aluminum, pontoon boats, whatever. Maybe you just need an outboard motor. It doesn't matter. Whatever it is, I can personally guarantee you'll get a really good price. Now, his two sons, Joe and Bud, they're the head wing nuts in the back room. They have an 8-stall service center. They've been doing it since they were about 15, 16 years old. So when you're going to buy a boat and they don't give them away, you need to know that they're rigged professionally, and you also need to know if down the line you have a mechanical problem, they can take care of that as well. And I'm telling you from personal experience, they can. Now, you can give them a call at 651-257-6334 or go online, frankies.net, see what they have to offer, use boats, whatever it takes. If you are in the market yet, you better get it done. And you haven't thought about Frankie's, well, I'm giving you a little tip. Go on up to Chisago City and buy a boat. That's Frankie's in Chisago City, Minnesota.
NMLS number 638054. Looking for financing for hunting land, a boat, or cabin on the lake? Then you need to head to the State Bank of Faribault. Maybe you're thinking about a fish house, a new ATV, side-by-side, or even a dock system. Come down to the State Bank of Faribault and see Matt or John and do business with outdoorsmen just like you. At the State Bank of Faribault, camouflage isn't just a color, it's a lifestyle. Located in Faribault on Prior Lake, the State Bank of Faribault, creating customers for life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
You don't have to go all the way to Ireland to enjoy an authentic Irish atmosphere. Drake O'Neill's Irish American Pub has all the charm of the Emerald Isle right here in Minnesota. Just west of Highway 101 in Otsego, Drake's is open 7 days a week. They have 42 Irish whiskeys and all your favorite Irish beers, including Drake's Irish Red. And the highest quality, handcrafted, made-to-order pub foods like shepherd's pie, fish and chips, patty melts, and pub fries. And you gotta try their bangers and mash. Best of all, there are no strangers here, only friends you haven't met yet. Drake O'Neill's Irish American Pub, a place for good taste.
To all military veterans, please stop by the Spectacle Shop when you need prescription glasses and receive half off your eyewear. Not just your eyewear, we'll also take half off prescription glasses purchased by immediate family members. The Spectacle Shop is in Uptown Minneapolis, Grand and Lexington in St. Paul, and on Silver Lake Road in New Brighton. The Spectacle Shop is owned by a veteran who would like to say thank you to all military veterans.
Let's get back to the important stuff. Bear facts and fishtails. Join the conversation by calling 763-450-0100 right now.
All righty, we're ready to go. Bear facts and fishtails, Mark and Larry. And we want to throw out for a reminder that next Sunday, we've got a special guest in calling in, Randy Hart, from FVP Batteries, and he'll be talking. We had him on last fall, and Randy's going to come on and tell us about the latest and greatest in AGM batteries and lead acid batteries and go through the whole gamut and get you all set and tuned up and ready to go with everything we need to know about batteries for our boat, which is always refreshing.
I like that guy. I talked to him a bit at the Hardwater Expo.
Yeah.
Great guy.
He's on the game. So there you go, Lawrence. Mr. Hant.
Know too much about batteries, I'll
that's
tell you.
That's true.
No,
that's
that last time he was on, it was like super informative, and actually people were responding to that. Like, we got messages being like, thanks for that discussion. It was great.
Yeah, well, I'm in the market for a little 12-volt red lithium battery.
Oh, good.
So I'm glad he's going to be on. I'll ask him if any such thing exists.
Yeah. All right, Mr. Hanson, you're still there.
I'm still here.
So what's cooking for the week ahead?
Oh, not much, Mark. Maybe the river.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's going to happen either. So you only got tomorrow and Tuesday, and then it looks like we're getting snow and rain. So
yeah, that's the weird deal. The weather predictions, the majority of the week is into the snow and rain.
Mm-hmm. That's going to stop you?
Well, at 40 degrees, yes. Okay.
Come on, Lair. Come on. You got to try to break my record.
Trashing the vessel when you're this close to open water season.
Getting caught in a snowstorm coming the Wisconsin route back to Minneapolis. Will you choose that? Bad decision during a snowstorm.
Do not go on the Wisconsin side.
Because
right?
It has happened to me.
That's bad.
Yeah.
The part I've always hated the most about trailering in the winter is all the snert that gets up inside your fender well and fills in the fender well to the point where you barely have enough room for the tire to spin.
You get that rubbing.
Yeah. And then you get all the kickers and everything attacking your wiring on your trailer, only to pay for that later. So
not to mention the salt. Not to mention the salt that's doing damage to everything in sight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or the chemicals.
But, yeah.
Well,
but
you, that doesn't salt
stop.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm still baffled with the erosion of the concrete in the pole barn where I parked my trailer that from open water fishing has burnt a hole through my concrete.
Wow.
From the drain.
Yeah, mine too. Got the same problem, but, you know, salt is a chemical, you know.
No, in the summer, Larry.
That'd be the other chemicals. One is called gasoline, and, you know. I got the same problem. My garage was immaculate when I bought it up here only 10 years ago.
Yeah?
No, it's got, the stuff is coming up. Big cracks in the concrete, all that stuff. But the coating, the top part, is that what's happened? Like explodes and you got little rough spots?
No, it's eroding. It's
I have a
groove in my floor from the water that comes from the drain in my boat when I pull the plug, and it, the, what little water is in there for after you leave the lake,
yeah.
And I park my boat in the same spot, I have grooves going across my floor from the water that comes.
And the lake is not chemically free.
No. It's yeah, there's nothing you can put in that water that would harm the lake. Nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
No. Nothing.
No.
Though it ate through my concrete. Just thought I'd throw that out there.
You could spread on there, a guy. I mean, you could go to Menards and find something to.
I can find all sorts of stuff, but I just kind of like to look at it just to remind myself that the chemicals that are put in our lakes don't hurt Mother Nature.
Yeah.
At all.
No. No. Not at all.
So, oh well. Well, you're going to have a whole week coming up with at the end of March, first part of April, where you can get out and do whatever you have always wanted to do, because you're not going to go downtown Minneapolis and hang out for a couple days. So now, if the weather is good, all those years we used to stand behind the show, getting some fresh air and taking a short break, thinking about, God, what's Red Wing like? It's got to be going today. Well, now people will be flooding there. It'll be interesting.
I'm sure even today it had to have.
Had to.
200, 400 boats. It had to be.
Yeah.
Even though it started out a little cool,
yep,
it had to be. So.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting to get a report as far as what's going on in Pepin. I guess Pepin, checking with some guys the end of the last week, they said it's still iced over. So traffic, you know, the barges haven't come through. None of that stuff is going. But the river itself, yeah, it's open.
Yeah.
You guys remember when they'd bring cooler fulls of walleyes down to the sports show? I do. That don't happen anymore, but I remember some of the sports show guys would come from Red Wing with cooler full of live wells and bring it to their booth. Coolers full of walleyes, I'm talking about.
Okay.
That don't happen anymore.
No. Hopefully it'll start in a few years again. But.
Well, no. I mean, you can't.
Right.
There's no more stringer pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah, no more.
They're gone. You know, I just thought of something. Poor Grizz, and he'll be on later. His little hunt has come to an end to try and find enough fish to put in the tank at the sports show.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll spend a day just. Maybe we should all chip in and build him some bologna sandwiches, and just go hang out with Grizz for a couple of days, just pretending we're trying to find fish for the show.
Have you guys ever done that with him?
No,
not for the show.
Okay.
I've done other requests of fish that, you know, that he's got to go on a mission, and that's where I thought I broke both elbows and chipped my kneecaps and chasing bass on the ice with willows.
We should send Grizz a little food package then, because part of his livelihood is gone.
That's what I'm saying.
You know.
We need to get him so he can stockpile dead bologna sandwiches that will turn green. Or liverwurst, you might as well just go right to it.
There you go.
No, it was the other thing. I forgot what it was, besides peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah.
What's the other food you could keep forever? In the bottom of your boat.
Well, you can do donuts. But I wouldn't.
They'd kind of dry out a little bit.
Hey, you guys grew up with Braunschweiger.
Ugh.
Huh?
Meat paste? You love it?
I still love it.
I do too.
Absolutely.
I do too.
One of the ingredients? Stool softener.
Good.
That's all right. Probably is a good thing, right?
I need that.
It works.
That's good for me.
You know, I was.
I take Metamucil now.
Yep.
One of my daughters mentioned today that she still, or last night, she came clean. She still likes Braunschweiger sandwiches, yellow mustard, on Wonder Bread, and she's probably one of the healthiest eating gals I know.
Do you toast that bread, or you just eat like, oh, that is such a mushy sandwich.
Oh, it's but it's a deal. That's what she, yeah. I don't know. Mr. Hansen, you're not weighing in on this one?
No,
You're awful silent back there in the back of the room.
Yeah.
Tell your daughter to try horseradish mustard on that.
Oh,
yeah.
That sounds good.
I mean, you know, that's what I use on mine, but maybe she's set in her ways. I mean,
or do it open-faced with a slab of white onion.
There you go. It's probably great that way.
Huh?
Experiment.
How? Now I'm thinking, what about a radish sandwich on Wonder Bread with butter?
What is wrong with you people? What peanut butter and jelly
radish.
Like is just
hate
fine.
Radishes.
You don't like radishes?
I hate them. I can't figure
I think they're
out
good
why
as
anybody's. Yeah.
As like an ingredient or part of a dish, like they're good. But I don't know if I could just have a radish sandwich.
No, oh yeah.
No.
Oh, radishes are great. Yeah.
I just made something with turnips in it the other day, and it turns out I love turnips. They were roasted.
That's right.
Which
turnips
they were good.
Are good.
Mm,
radish like. And turnips are similar. Turnips are related.
Yeah.
By the way, but
oh, yeah.
Turnips, radishes
yeah.
are way hotter.
It's like a rut.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had an aunt that used to take those things and shape them, so throw them in water, and then they'd look like a rose, you know, like petals.
Oh, I've seen that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. See, those are the kind of things you find in the church basement when they bring
right a little potluck.
Yeah, potluck. Well, I love that
fancy,
potluck dinner.
She could work at a fancy French restaurant.
Ah,
has the skill to make those radishes look like roses.
Are we get? Are we getting anywhere, Mr. Hanson?
No. You guys are so far from me. No.
Well, throw out your numbers, buddy. You're the only one seriously thinking about fishing at this moment.
Okay.
The rest of us are on how to kill ourselves early.
All right. 612-810-5096. Again, 612-810-5096.
Buddy, you take care.
Yeah, you guys too.
See you
Thanks,
later.
Bud. Bye-bye.
Good night, Larry.
Brandon?
Yes, I got another caller. Tony has been patiently waiting. Tony from Sartell. He's got a question about bait and when fishing on the bottom. Tony, you're on with Mark and Larry.
Hey, Tony. Thanks for calling.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Yeah.
What's y'all's suggestion for catfish, for bottom fishing?
There you go, Bolig.
He's got to turn off his radio.
Okay.
Turn your radio off, sir.
Because it echoes when it comes back through the telephone. And
did you hear the question, though, Larry? He's looking for a bait suggestion for catfish.
Well, a lot of people use chicken livers.
Have you ever tried Braunschweiger?
It would work. Anything,
would.
If you're talking channel cats or are you talking mud cats?
Any kind of cat.
Any kind of, and where do you fish up on, like in the Cold Spring area?
Usually St. Cloud.
Yeah, that's...
Okay.
Yeah, okay, exactly. So those are mostly channel cats, and they'll eat anything. But you can go to a grocery store and just buy some chicken livers and use them because it's easy. You don't have to worry about it. You can actually use live minnows. It doesn't matter what you use for bait. In fact, that system has so many cats in it that I don't know that you could help. You could put cheese. You could buy cheese and put it on a hook and catch them.
Okay. Yeah, because I used, last summer, I used two minnows.
Okay.
And I caught a catfish.
Yeah. Yeah, you can.
Exactly.
And pretty much, it was a good catfish, and I snapped my rod.
Oof.
Oh, no.
I mean, I guess the line was still intact, but it snapped my rod.
Rod broke. Ouch.
Yeah.
Well, you know, a good idea is if you want to put two or three fatheads on a hook, you want to kill one and squish it. So, you know, squish it up so the scent goes out, and the other two can be alive.
Okay.
You know, I've done that for sturgeon, too.
What do you think, Tony? We'll call that the Bolig rig, where you use two minnows and one dead one.
I didn't get any credit. It's called the Ned's rig now.
Thanks for calling, Tony. Right, call again, buddy.
All right, thank you, sir.
You bet, pal. Bye-bye. Night,
Tony.
All right, with that, we're going to run for a short pause. You're listening to Bear Facts and Fishtails on the Mighty Bob Radio Network. The phone number is 763-450-0100. A short pause. We'll be right back.
Bob Outdoors continues with Mark and Larry on Bear Facts and Fishtails next. Remember, your calls are welcome at 763-450-0100. That's 763-450-0100.
You don't have to go all the way to Ireland to enjoy an authentic Irish atmosphere. Drake O'Neill's Irish American Pub has all the charm of the Emerald Isle right here in Minnesota. Just west of Highway 101 in Otsego, Drake's is open 7 days a week. They have 42 Irish whiskeys and all your favorite Irish beers, including Drake's Irish Red. And the highest quality, handcrafted, made-to-order pub foods like shepherd's pie, fish and chips, patty melts, and pub fries. And you gotta try their bangers and mash. Best of all, there are no strangers here, only friends you haven't met yet. Drake O'Neill's Irish American Pub, a place for good taste.
Here's bowling for Vexilar.
You know, Vexilar has been around for over 60 years, and of course I still have my first ever three-color flasher. It's called an FL8, and it still works, but now I've got the top of their line. Now, the top of their line is called an FXL28. It has an automatic depth range with digital readout, brushless technology. It won't wear out. Five colors to select. You choose the color that's right for you. It's definitely the Rolls Royce of ice fishing technology as far as flash is concerned. Now, you know what? I have it on my boat in the summer as well. So if you buy it just for ice fishing, don't mean you can't use it in the summertime. I grew up with flashers. Now, Vexilar is a local company, been in business 60 years. Unbelievable. Their telephone number at 952-884-5291. They're down in Bloomington, Minnesota. Or if you go online at Vexilar.com, you'll see all the products they have to offer. A lot more than are in retail stores, okay? All kinds of gadgets you can buy or look at Vexilar.com. Now, Davy Gentz, who's the godfather of ice fishing, didn't grow up, but he's been using Vexilar for probably about 60 years. And he always says this: if you're going to go ice fishing, you don't leave home without your Vexilar.
NMLS number 638054. Looking for financing for hunting land, a boat, or cabin on the lake? Then you need to head to the State Bank of Faribault. Maybe you're thinking about a fish house, a new ATV, side-by-side, or even a dock system. Come down to the State Bank of Faribault and see Matt or John and do business with outdoorsmen just like you. At the State Bank of Faribault, camouflage isn't just a color, it's a lifestyle. Located in Faribault on Prior Lake, the State Bank of Faribault, creating customers for life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
If you or someone you know has a great mechanical aptitude, understands trailers, can weld, and is looking for a great place to get a new job, Crystal Welding wants to talk to you. Crystal Welding is your go-to welding and fabrication shop for solutions, service, and results. And they're looking for a trailer mechanic to start immediately. Work for Crystal Welding because they're great people who get the job done right the first time. So if you or someone you know is looking for a new welding job, contact Crystal Welding at crystalwelding.com.
Crystal Welding gets the job done. Your jobs are small because we do it all.
Now, more Bear Facts and Fishtails with Mark and Larry. Join in the show by calling 763-450-0100.
All right, we're back. Bear Facts and Fishtails. By the way, if you can't tell, we're live, broadcasting from our beautiful downtown palatial studios here in beautiful Ramsey, Minnesota. And Lawrence is obviously delivering from his home in beautiful International Falls, Minnesota, on the border of the Rainy River. Thanks. Protecting us from whatever can come from the north.
Mainly the Canadian gray wolf. We don't want them coming across the river.
There you have it. All right, Brandon, who have we?
I got Devin from Red Wing with some ice conditions. Devin, you're on with Mark and Larry.
Nice. Devin, thanks for calling so much.
How you doing? Thank you. I was just calling, listening to you guys talk and about Red Wing down there and all the boats. Well, it's not as funny as what you're saying. And the ice in the Red Wing Bay yet is still froze over, so you can't get your boat out there. There's a few inches of ice left, so you can probably still go out ice fishing off the docks and stuff. But
yeah,
if you go across on the Wisconsin side where they call the Back Channel Bridge, that is open. And there was probably about 60 boats out there today there. So then if you go a few miles down the road, there's a place called Everest Resort.
Yep.
And that place is open year-round to fishing up by the dam where the nuclear plant is in Red Wing. And there was probably about that many boats out there, too. And that's in Bay City. I live in Bay City, so that bay, the boat dock, just opened up. So if you want to go fishing to the head of the river, Lake Pepin, you could go out there and get right to the ice where the walleye are starting to come up and spawn up by the dam. So, but it's not bad, you know. When it gets really warm out, it gets to be a pretty zoo, you know. Pumping boats and stuff out there gets to be no fun, but it wasn't bad, you know. When it's 40 degrees out, like last weekend when it was 60, it was about, you know, the number is what you said. So it gets to be no fun when you're out fishing like that. So.
Right. So the Wisconsin Channel's wide open.
Oh yeah, that stays open. That stays open pretty much year round.
Okay.
Because of the nuclear plant.
Yep.
And so like at the Everett Resort, you can go out there all winter long if you want to fish open water.
Yeah.
If you want to, you know, you go out ice fishing and brave the cold. Why not go out on a boat and do the same thing? You're just out there with, you know,
the same type of elements.
So you're just not in a nice warm ice shack, I guess. So
that landing of in Bay City, right south of where the river comes into the lake, did you say that was open?
That is open. I live right in Bay City, so the problem is, like, during the summer it's pretty shallow, so if you got a big boat you might not be able to get out there. So if you got like a little 16 foot boat or something with a little, you know, 20 horse, perfect to get out there. Next couple of years the DNR or whatever is looking and the Army Corps of Engineers is looking at dredging from Bay City, go out to the main channel. But they're still in the works with that, but that hasn't been dredged since, I guess,
the
60s or something, a long time. So,
what's the water level like? We're hearing that things are rising. Is it carrying through down that far right now?
It is, yeah. It can come up quite a bit. Once they opened up a few weeks ago, they opened up the dams to kind of lower everything a little bit, and you know, with all the snow melt, it come up a couple feet, but it's not nothing severe. You're able to get out there safely with the boat. Have no issues with that right now. Now, you know, once that snow in northern Minnesota starts getting down here in another few weeks, then you probably don't want to go out on the river right now. So it'll be too high and too rough to get out there.
Well, we appreciate the report, Devin. That's kind of you to call in, buddy. We appreciate it. So if you don't mind keeping us posted next week, what the occurrence is. Do you get a chance to get out during the week at all?
I don't. I drive semi, so last week I was up in International Falls for the first time, and now I'm just driving south of Owatonna, heading to Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Oh.
So I don't get a chance much during the week to go fishing, but now that my kid will be off of school, he'll have plenty of time to go fishing now, I'm guessing. So
that's great.
But I'll try to keep you guys caught up and stuff. So thanks for the great show.
Well, we would certainly appreciate it. Hopefully we're keeping you entertained while you're working, buddy.
Yeah, outstanding. Well, yes, you sure are. Thank you.
All right.
If you're ever up in International Falls early in the morning and you see me walking, toot your horn.
Oh, I certainly will.
He's easy to spot. He's got a flock of cormorants or the seagulls following him.
Ravens follow me around, and I use a cane, too. Yeah. I have a cane that takes care of any stray dogs.
Right. Yeah. Take care, Devin.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Travel safe. Bye-bye. Well, there's a good report.
That's the first truck driver we talked to in a few years.
It is.
We used to get a lot of truck drivers.
Yeah, going through Nebraska. All right, Brandon, who else have we?
I got Rich from Le Sueur on the line. Rich, you're on with Mark and Larry.
Good deal. Rich, how you doing?
Yep. Hi, guys. I'm doing fine. I wanted to touch base as I took Larry's, kind of proactive Larry's advice. One of my things today to do was just to go for the long drive.
Good deal.
He's talking about. So I made my way all the way up to McDonald's Meats in Clear Lake, and then from there I went up and drove around Mille Lacs and looked at some property. I have a daughter and son-in-law that are looking for some lakeshore property. So what better day than go look at for sale signs, you know?
You know, and it's nice, too. The trees, the leaves are off the trees, and you can see into the property and get a kind of a lay of the land. And with the snow melting, you sure know where the low spots are.
Yep. Yep, go find out where the accesses are and do a little bit of snooping and stuff and,
nice.
And look around. So it's like, you know, it's a great day. It's like we're all kind of bored and we're looking for something to do. It's like, well, I'm, you know, ain't no safer place than to be in your car just driving to the middle of nowhere.
Exactly.
Stay away from you people you don't know.
Yeah. No, but
yep,
that works.
Yeah, so I did that. And then I've been up at the Rainy River a bunch of times sturgeon fishing, and I've actually talked to Larry outside of Woody's, you know. And the one thing that the guy on there was talking about the channel catfish and stuff, and he sounded like he was a little new about learning the whole process. So he needs to check into the circle hook concept.
Ah.
You know,
yeah, that's
interesting. You know, and Tom, you had the conversation with Tom Nostrom and the surgeon, and somebody wants to protect them, and you can't do this and you can't do that. Well, you use those circle hooks and you let them all go.
Yep.
You know, and that's just the advantage and the wonderful thing of that, where you hook them and you just tug on the line and you don't hurt anything, you don't mess anything up with the fish. And so, you know, and he asked for bait. He said, well, just fill it up with fatheads and night crawlers.
Just get something on the bottom.
You know what a tailie hook is, right?
No, I do not know what a tailie hook is.
Well, I grew up using the tailie hook. It almost looks like a circle hook. It comes back on itself. And almost always they work just as well as a circle hook.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just telling you. They're shaped, basic, and they've been around for... Oh, man, I don't know, 40, 50 years as I can remember back.
Yep.
So that's another substitute. If you have if you happen to have some, you can use those as well.
There you go.
Well, I do not. I'm new to the sturgeon fishing thing up from about 5 or 6 years ago. So, but anyway, I've learned my deal and put our time up in there when learning the different sizes and the methods and all that. So
good.
But we have a great time up there. It would be sad if they would decide that they were going to put that into a protective situation. It kind of sounds almost like the wolf people are becoming the sturgeon people.
Yeah.
There are 12 groups outside Minnesota. 12 groups are suing to speed up the lake sturgeon status. So there
Pretty
you go.
Wild.
People who don't even live around here, we'll see how the DNR reacts to that.
Well, Rich, we thank you for your phone call. Please don't be a stranger.
Well, you go ahead. Yep, thanks. I've known both of you. I meet you both at the sports show and up at Woody's. So
all right.
Too bad there ain't no Northwest Sports Show. We would hang out again. But you guys keep doing what you're doing, okay?
We enjoy it, bud. Thanks so much, Rich. Take care.
All right, you bet.
Bye-bye.
You bet. Bye.
All right. Good call. Whoa. We know this music.
I don't know that music.
Oh, that music. This music. Is it you?
That's me.
I drove right by your house yesterday and today.
You did?
Well, I was up on the hill, the highway.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And your buddy Cindy says, well, yeah, that's where Grizz lives, is right there.
Should have stopped in.
Your buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah. How you doing, pal?
Oh, pretty good. Yeah. Well, spring is getting closer.
It is.
Yeah. Seen a possum laying on a road over here dead, or he's playing possum.
Yep.
Every day, so.
Hey, do you think opossums are Irish because it's opossum?
With the O, nice.
You know, like O'Malley and...
Yeah.
I don't know.
By far the ugliest marsupials ever invented by our Lord.
Yeah.
Marsupials.
Yeah.
They are. Oh. They carry them in a pouch.
Yeah, those snaggly teeth and that snout. Like, they look vicious.
They are. Yeah, and then their hair is gone. Half of the hair on them things are gone. Yeah,
they're just not good looking.
No.
They might make good bait for catfish.
I doubt it.
And before we go much further, guys, I just got to throw out, make sure, in order of our support to our sponsors, you get over to Drake O'Neill's in Otsego for St. Patty's Day or before or after or all next week. But Drake O'Neill's, they advertise on the show. And with St. Patty's Day, you got to go. Make time. There you go.
They will have green beer.
Yeah.
All right, Grizz, you've never had green beer.
Oh, yeah. No, not for a while.
Not one, anyhow.
Oh, yeah. He used to buy the cheap stuff that was still green.
Yeah. That's from old age. Yeah.
What's your favorite sandwich again, Grizz? We were talking about sandwiches earlier.
Well, sandwiches.
What lasts longer in your rod locker?
Well, them green donuts. That's what I, you know.
Your specialty.
Yeah. Yeah, that peanut butter and orange crackers and peanut butter, that was one of my, go back. You could leave them in there for 2 years. They're still good.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little green. You just scrape the green off the mold. And
they're still scrunchy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the crackers, they sort of like eating sponges.
and the mold takes the place of a vegetable, so it's a balanced diet.
Oh, yeah.
A little penicillin.
Out of it.
Yeah. Not bad. That's a good thought.
Yeah.
I never thought about that.
Yeah. I made my run this week. I went up and got a nice meal of nice big bluegills again. Yeah, I just ate the last couple of night. Yeah, I took an ice was, ice was good, but on the way in, I fell through with the back end. Feel it running over the big chunks on the bottom of the lake. I went down in about a foot and a half of water.
With the wheeler?
Yeah, but it drove over the top of it okay. I got out. I didn't look back. But the ice is good. If I would have took another route in the morning, it was 27 degrees, and I drove out on top where they plowed. The bank was okay.
Yeah.
Hard. I checked it out, and I come back I had a limit early that day, so I got off there about 2 o'clock, and I come in, and I just about got the shore, and the front end went down and the back end went down, and just kept going, and like I said, I put her in my enclosed trailer and went home. I didn't get wet, so.
Let me guess, the access is on the north side of the lake.
Well, actually, and this is sort of the southeast corner.
How did it get southeast corner? Well, that would have got sun.
Yeah.
I just want to bring up a safety reminder, folks.
Well,
that's why I'm bringing it up.
Yeah.
The north, take it from there.
Yeah, well, this year, access, there's one on the northwest corner over there, too. That one was completely shot. And, I think a lot of that salt falls off them cars, too, and, that sand, that don't help, on them things.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I should have went, I know better, I should have went over the left side or the right side would have been better, because the ice is dry, it's got about, I didn't measure about, I'd say 2 feet anyway.
Okay.
And the ice out, when you're out on the lake, was dry, it was a little moist, but the water wasn't coming up through like it is when it gets real rotten, so. That's about 100 miles north of here, so, ice is still getting walk out and stuff like that, or if you got a good solid shoreline, you get off with a four-wheeler, I wouldn't be afraid to go out there, so.
Okay.
Just got to watch yourself again.
Well, some of the best pan fishing is still to come, right, Chris?
Oh, yeah. That there, it was funny that, Thursday, and then the weather in the morning, the fish bit really good, and then the wind shifted on me to the southeast, and then it got tough. I mean, the fishing quit from, where they're really eating it, where you really had to work at it to get one, and really work that jig, and they'd come in and eat it, but they weren't, just getting hooked on the end of the lip and stuff like that, where in the morning when I got there, they were eating it, the hook swallowed way down, so. And, I didn't get a chance to go down a river this week, so maybe this week coming up.
Give it a whirl.
Yeah, before then we don't get quarantined at home,
Hey, Grizz, you'll be happy to know last week I went south of here and caught me some sunfish.
You did?
And I filleted them up. I didn't do your method. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But I filleted them up, and me and my beautiful wife, Jeannie, had a sunfish crappie dinner.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
I couldn't find them on Rainy Lake. I had to go south here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, you got some good bluegill lakes south of you down here. So,
yeah.
Yeah, you got, good handful of them, too. Here.
Yeah.
You can name off a bunch of them, but, anyway.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
That's okay. We got an idea.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's this year. I heard the sports show ain't going to open up this year.
Yep.
Shut that down,
That's
too.
That's done. Yep.
Won't get to see you, Grizz.
No. No.
You're going to have to come up here.
Yeah, I'll lose a little money this year, too, you know, getting my job is gone.
Oh,
we
right.
talked about that.
Yeah.
We should just go out and practice, just as if it was going to happen.
Yeah.
We'll get Bowling to drive down.
Yeah, he can, yeah
I
Larry
might just do
down.
That. Hey, but you got, I'd have to test you first.
Yeah.
For the virus.
You got to have that, you know. Yeah. But
it could be good.
Yeah. Well, different year this year. I mean, you know, now you got you stuck. I mean, if you fish around here, I don't know how the ice is around the house here yet, but, you know, you're sort of, well, you got the river to go down to, but down in Pool 2 now, the water's coming up, so that'll slow it down. So that means Red Wing usually gets good when the water, you know, don't bother it like it does up here.
Okay.
You know, you get that water coming down from the Minnesota that dirties it all up down here where by the time it gets to Red Wing with St. Croix and Vermilion River and all them other ones, Cannon River.
Dumping, yeah.
You know, dumping clean water in, it sort of cleans it up again. So, you know, it all depends how fast it's going up too. You know, it's getting cool at night where it slows the meltdown a little bit anyway. And, you know, well, hopefully we don't get like last year.
Yeah.
Last year was a disaster.
Yeah, I mean, that went way into June before you could, you know, effectively fish with the current being so strong.
Yeah, then, you know, then it almost went down to normal for a whole week, and then it went
back up.
Stayed like that until fall.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a bad year.
It was different. Yeah. Well, Grizz, throw your numbers out, buddy.
All right, area code 651-771-6231, or you can look me up on the Internet. fishwithgrizz.com, and, well, you guys have a great week, and, well, I'll talk to you next Sunday.
Okay, Grizz.
All right,
be good,
see
bud.
You guys.
Take care, Grizz.
Night.
Good night.
See ya.
So, with that said, there's probably a guy. Hey, you know, I was watching cowboy shows in black and white from 57 yesterday morning.
Nice. I've done it on YouTube.
There was a bad guy riding a Palomino horse. I couldn't believe
it.
Oh. No, it's not.
No. Because Roy would have rolled over in his grave.
And I thought it could have been one of Trigger's stunt doubles besides.
It could have been. Roy Rogers is still king of the Cowboys. This is Bob Radio.
Good night, everybody.
Wishing everybody a good night. Brandon, Mark, good night.
Night, Larry.
To you, he'll be me again.
That should tide you over for a while. Bob Outdoors, wrapping up another great weekend. The guys will be back next Sunday at 6. If you missed any part of Bear Facts and Fish Tales or the Four Outdoorsmen, jump on mybobcountry.com and click on the weekend tab. You can listen back to the shows anytime you need a quick trip through Bob Outdoors, sponsored by the State Bank of Faribault.